All right, folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like life's a runaway roller coaster? Just when you think you've got it figured out, bam. Another loop-de-loop, another stomach-dropping twist. We all get there, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and the constant barrage of information overload, stress and anxiety can creep in faster than you can say coffee break. But here's the good news. We don't have to be helpless passengers on this ride. Today, we're diving into some Stoic strategies that'll help us navigate those choppy waters with a little more grace and a whole lot of mental fortitude. Think of it like this. Our minds are like muscle groups. They need regular workouts to stay strong and resilient. And when it comes to stress and anxiety, the Stoics had some seriously effective exercises in their arsenal. Firstly, let's tackle those pesky negative thoughts. Ever notice how those worries can snowball? One tiny thought turns into a whole avalanche of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. The Stoics called this catastrophizing, and they said the key is to challenge those thoughts head-on. Ask yourself, is this really going to happen? What's the evidence? Often, we find ourselves spiraling down rabbit holes of unfounded fears. By consciously bringing our attention back to reality, we can start to break free from that cycle. Next up, let's talk about control. We can't control everything in life, that's a fact. But what we can control is our response to things. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. It's frustrating, right? But instead of getting all wound up, use that time to breathe deeply, listen to your favorite podcast, or even just observe the world around you. Shifting your focus can make a world of difference. Remember, you're not powerless. You have the power to choose how you react to situations. Stoicism also emphasizes living in a present moment. That doesn't mean ignoring the past or future, but rather focusing on what's happening right now. When we dwell on past regrets or anxieties about the future, we rob ourselves of the joy and richness of the present experience. Try this. Take a few moments each day to simply be present. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the taste of your food. This practice can help ground us and bring a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Another powerful Stoic principle is premeditatio malorum, which basically means anticipating potential problems. Think of it as mentally preparing for a challenging workout. Wouldn't you want to stretch and warm up beforehand? By thinking through potential obstacles and coming up with solutions in advance, we can lessen the impact when they actually arise. It's like having an inner toolkit of coping mechanisms ready at hand. And finally, remember that we're all in this together. Humans are social creatures, and connecting with others can be incredibly healing. Talk to friends, family, or even join a support group. Sharing our experiences and knowing we're not alone can make a world of difference when facing stress and anxiety. Remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up at work. Your palms are sweating, your stomach's doing flips, and those dreaded what-if scenarios are running wild through your head. This is where the Stoic workout comes in handy. First, challenge those negative thoughts. Is it really going to be a disaster? Remind yourself of your past successes and prepare beforehand by practicing your presentation. Focus on controlling what you can. Your preparation, your delivery, your attitude. Instead of letting anxiety paralyze you, channel that nervous energy into focused passion. And there you have it, 5 Stoic strategies to help you navigate those stress-filled moments with a little more grace and resilience. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. Remember, life is like a constantly evolving dance. Some steps are graceful, some are clumsy, but the important thing is to keep moving, keep learning, and keep adapting. So, what will you do today to strengthen your Stoic mind? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how these strategies resonate with you. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily workouts to keep that mental gym in peak condition.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.